From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Syria says it's ready for peace talks. Syria's Foreign Minister Waleed Mualim says his country is willing to participate in talks held in Geneva without any foreign interference, although he did not explain what that means. He spoke Thursday in Beijing and said the Syrian delegation will be ready as soon as it receives a list of opposition representatives to the peace negotiations. The announcement comes almost a week after the UN Security Council approved an international plan for a peace process to end the civil war in Syria. Iraqi forces are battling the last remnants of Islamic State militants holed up in the center of Ramadi as they fight to retake the key city they lost 7 months ago to the extremist group. The UN food program continues providing aid to Iraqi families internally displaced by the fighting. Many are Yazidi women who fled Mount Sinjar last year. Marwa Awad is a food program spokesperson.
The psychological pain and suffering that these women have gone through is beyond description, and WFP is doing its best by providing food to these families to ensure that they have the necessary nutrition to keep going.
The UN agency is assisting about 20,000 people living on and around Mount Sinjar. The United Nations says a decision by the Central African Republic to postpone next week's elections by 3 days is not a setback for the struggling country. The UN spokesman says the UN peacekeeping mission will help authorities distribute ballots and back CAR forces with security. Pope Francis led the world's 1.2 billion Roman Catholics into Christmas by celebrating a Christmas Eve Mass Thursday at St. Peter's Basilica. The Pope rebuked in his homily what he called society's intoxication with consumerism, pleasure, and abundance. This is VOA News. New violence erupted in the West Bank Thursday. Three Palestinian attackers were shot dead as they carried out stabbings and a car ramming, and a fourth was killed in clashes with Israeli soldiers. Officials in Afghanistan say national security forces have regained control of the Sangin District Center in Helmand Province. The government fight against the Taliban there was backed by U.S. airstrikes. A local official says at least 45 Taliban fighters were killed and many more wounded in air raids. Government spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui says the counteroffensive led by Afghan Special Forces units was launched in three areas of the important district.
There are areas in which the Taliban are still there and they're fighting against our forces. So we will continue to focus on Sangin until Taliban are completely defeated.
Afghan government spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui. Hundreds of families in the U.S. South and Midwest will be spending Christmas in emergency shelters after losing their homes to rare December tornadoes. Severe storms have killed at least 14 people since Wednesday. More than a dozen tornadoes touched down as far north as Michigan, destroying or severely damaging homes and businesses. In the east, soaking rain and record-setting temperatures as high as 22 degrees Celsius in such major cities as New York, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia made the day before Christmas feel more like mid-spring. The UN Children's Fund says many vulnerable refugee and migrant children in Germany are not getting the protection and care they need. UNICEF says it's rolling out a package of measures to handle the problem. Lisa Schlein has details.
About 1 million refugees and migrants have arrived in Germany this year. Most are Syrians and Afghans who have suffered long and arduous journeys to find a safe haven from war and persecution. Although they have reached their destination, UNICEF says it is just the beginning of a new journey for some 300,000 children who face many uncertainties and are vulnerable to abuse. The agency, along with the government and German private agencies, will seek to identify children at risk, support learning and play opportunities, provide counseling to traumatized children, and boost protection systems in reception and accommodation centers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Belgian authorities have charged a ninth suspect in connection with last month's terror attacks in Paris. The man is identified only as Abdullah C., a Belgian national born in 1985. The United States condemned recent acts of violence in the Horn of Africa nation of Djibouti, calling for the immediate release of opposition leaders who have been detained. Opposition activists in Djibouti say as many as 19 people were killed last Monday in the capital. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.